Lots of people track the number of steps they take every day, but how many of us track the kind of steps we take? And how many of us would be willing to potentially imitate a classic Monty Python sketch to get more out of our steps? Researchers at ASU drew inspiration for a new study from the classic Ministry of Silly Walks sketch to see if different kinds of walking could burn more calories. And in this case, it seems sillier is, in fact, better. Glenn Gaeser joins me to talk more about this. He's a professor of exercise physiology in ASU's College of Health Solutions and led the study, which was published in the British Medical Journal. And Glenn, first off, can you please describe what you had your study participants actually do here?
Okay, so a little bit of backstory on this. I'm a Monty Python fan, and if anyone knows Monty Python, they do a lot of crazy skits, one of which is called the Ministry of Silly Walks, which the two main characters in there, John Cleese and Michael Palin, perform some silly walks. And this is quite an iconic skit. So I thought it would just be kind of fun to see just how energetically costly these walks were. In other words, how many calories were burned while you do these walks? And I was really interested in this from the standpoint of comparing it to just normal walking. In other words, if someone were to change their gait from a normal walk to something like John Cleese performed in the Silly Walk skit, just how many more calories that might burn per minute or per hour or per day if you did this on a regular basis.
And you found, it seems, as though doing John Cleese's silly walk actually is better for you, burns more calories than just a regular walk?
Well, what we did was we had participants, these were adults, men and women, come into our laboratory. And we first hooked them up to a metabolic measurement system. So they wear a face mask that collects all their expired air. And we have analyzers that basically measure how much oxygen is being consumed. And they wear this little portable system. And we asked them to just walk normally back and forth across the laboratory so we could find out how many calories they were burning while they were just walking normally. Then we had them watch the Ministry of Silly Walk skit that's on YouTube. And we asked them to watch that and then try to recreate the silly walks to the best of their ability. And so they did that, and we measured their energy expenditure while they were doing that. In the same way, we measured energy expenditure while they were doing their normal walk. And it turns out that the Cleese-style silly walk increased calorie expenditure by about 2.5-fold over normal walking.
Which, if you watch it, I guess is not terribly surprising, right? He has some pretty high leg kicks. He does some sort of stepping behind him, and like he's not just walking in a straight line. It looks like there would be more energy expended doing his kind of walk.
Absolutely. Anyone who looks at the Cleese walk would have to assume there would be more calories burned while doing that. And you're absolutely right. He's got the high leg kicks and he does some back and forthing and his legs flail out to the sides and so forth. And so the calorie expenditure is so high that it actually qualifies as vigorous intensity activity.
Wow.
So yes. And what this means is that we calculated that if someone were just to do about 11 minutes per day of this Cleese style silly walking, it would be sufficient to meet the current public health guidelines for physical activity. So, I think an important take-home message here that if individuals just modified their gait a little bit, they could increase their energy expenditure so much so that it might have a meaningful impact on their fitness and calorie expenditure. So the average person takes about 5,000 steps per day. So we calculate that if someone just exchanged about a quarter of those, maybe 25% of those per day with silly walking type of stepping, they might be able to expend an additional 100 calories a day that could help for weight control, but it would also help them meet physical activity guidelines. And the important thing to note here is that it doesn't require more activity. If people already are taking about 5,000 steps per day, we're not asking them to do more. We're just asking them to exchange their normal steps with silly walking steps, and not all of them, just about a quarter of them.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a novel way to try to allow individuals to meet physical activity guidelines without actually doing more physical activity.
So is there a way to do that, to maybe get more cardio, to expend more energy without maybe going the full cleese on this? And, you know, can you maybe just do like, you know, lift your knees up higher or something like that? Like, I guess, does it have to look as ridiculous and as silly as John Cleese does if you're going to be out in the world doing this?
Yes, that's a good question. So one might not be willing to do the silly walk, but they could do an inefficient walk, which might serve the same purpose. So for example, we also compared the walk of one of the characters in the skit, played by Michael Palin, and his silly walk was not very silly, and it was not very energetically costly. As a matter of fact, it was about the same as normal walking. So somewhere in between there and the Cleese-style silly walk might lie a sweet spot for people to hit, that they could, through their own imagination, create some inefficient walking steps that might be enough to raise their energy expenditure sufficiently to meet physical activity guidelines. So, as you say, it could be some high knee lifts and so forth, maybe some exaggerated strides. And the important thing to note is that this doesn't have to be done in public. We fully recognize that people might be very self-conscious about trying to do this out in public. But a lot of people take a lot of those 5,000 steps they take each day in their own home.
I wonder if the Ministry of Inefficient Walks is just down the hall from the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, the title of our article that appeared in the British Medical Journal was Quantifying the Benefits of Inefficient Walking. The real goal here is inefficiency. And that may seem counterintuitive to people because inefficiency kind of has negative connotations. It kind of, you know, connotes this wasting time or wasting energy, or, you know, it's not good. But for calorie expenditure, inefficiency is actually a good behavioral quality. So when someone does exercise, they actually want to be as inefficient as possible in order to expend as many calories as possible while doing the same amount of total activity.
So after doing this research, have you found that you are doing the silly walk or some kind of inefficient walk, either in public or in private?
Private.
Do you do the full cleese?
Oh, I can do the full cleese. As a matter of fact, I can do them, but you know, I'm 72 years old. I don't have quite the flexibility as John Cleese did when he was in his 20s while he did this. But I can still get the leg kick up there above my waist, and I can do some of the other movements. And I should point out, when I had my energy expenditure measured, because I was actually one of the subjects, when I had my energy expenditure measured, I had a metabolic rate that was quite similar to all the younger subjects as well. In other words, my metabolic rate also increased about 2.5-fold over normal walking.
All right. That is Glenn Gaeser, professor of exercise physiology in the College of Health Solutions at ASU. Glenn, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.